Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. Okay, welcome back everyone. I'm super excited about today's episode. And when you're living in the research peptide space, you're constantly trying to find new things, alternative things, because the space is very volatile and you want to make sure that you have numerous opportunities to target certain health optimization goals where you're not just relying on one singular thing. And specifically, when you start looking at this stuff, I think this is where any kind of GLP can become very important that's outside of what we normally think about with GLPs. And so let's break that down. When we're talking about GLPs that we know and we love, right? We're talking about semaglutide, which in the big pharma world is Wegovy. And for weight loss, I think it's called Saxenda for the diabetic side of it. And then you have tirzepatide, which is the Mounjaros and the Zepbounds of the world. And then you have retatrutide, which Eli Lilly has not officially released, but I anticipate that happening very soon. And so when you have these, and we know all about these, right? And we also know that there's a target on our backs when it comes to big pharma getting involved and taking these things away from the research peptide space. We always want to be looking at, it's an alternative to that if that happens. That's what we're going to talk about today. And there's an interesting GLP coming out of China. The studies and research have been done there. The research has been done by Innovent Technologies. I think I have this in my notes somewhere. But anyway, they partner with Eli Lilly. They do have some association with Eli Lilly, but they're not Eli Lilly. So let me make that clear. So that the research that's being done in China is separate of Eli Lilly, but they do partner on some things. So I'll go into that in a little more detail in just a minute, but let's break down what mazdutide is. I don't know who comes up with these names. It is a GLP, and it hits two of the components that retatrutide does. If we're talking about all the GLPs, we think about semaglutide hitting GLP, tirzepatide hitting GLP and GIP, and then retatrutide hits GLP, GIP, and glucagon. Mazdutide hits two of those. It hits GLP and glucagon. So it's designed, just like these others, to help influence appetite regulation, energy expenditure, and glucose metabolism. So to put it simply, the GLP helps you eat less, and the glucagon helps your body burn more. And the glucagon component is what makes retatrutide so special. But I will say, in all fairness, let's talk about the GIP component, because that is the one component that mazdutide doesn't have. So let's focus on that for a minute. So on the mazdutide, it skips that pathway entirely. So you're not getting the GIP-related insulin sensitivity boost, but you're also avoiding a pathway that not everyone responds to in the same way and can be a bit unpredictable depending on the person. So instead, this mazdutide focuses on appetite control again and the energy burn. And GIP specifically is a gut hormone that helps your body handle nutrients after you eat. So it works with insulin and also influences fat metabolism. So on its own, it can promote storage, fat storage, but when paired with something like a GLP, it actually improves how the body uses the energy. So this is what, when tirzepatide came out, was the big distinction, right? Because you had the single component of the GLP, then you added this GLP with GIP, and again, you have the stack with Reta with the GLP, the GIP, and the glucagon. And so we're skipping that one component with the mazdutide. But let's talk about what the research shows, because at the end of the day, that's what matters, right? And in these Chinese studies, on a once weekly GLP glucagon dual agonist, this mazdutide, it was shown to be highly effective for weight loss and blood sugar management in Chinese adults. And data from the studies like GLORY 1 and GLORY 2, they were anywhere between 4 to 9 milligram doses, reported clinically significant weight reductions, over 18, close to 20% at 60 weeks along improved cardiometabolic markers. So the key findings were that 44% of the participants achieved 20% weight reduction. This is at the higher dose, okay, at the 9 to 12 milligram dose. That the 9 milligram dose was associated with robust weight reduction and improvements in metabolic factors. And in these adults with type 2 diabetes, 4 and 6 milligram doses showed superior reductions in A1C and body weight composition compared to the placebo, and then an older one called dulaglutide, which we're not going to go into. The safety profile was generally well tolerated and mostly being mild to moderate gastrointestinal issues, which is the same thing we see across the board with these GLPs. So I want to make a note too that the weight loss was around 6% to 11% on the lower doses when the research was done in a shorter time frame. So we're seeing this 20% weight loss over 60 weeks in the higher dose range. And I think, I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think with the retatrutide studies, there was a sweet spot there that wasn't quite the highest dose where the fat reduction really kind of picked up on this glucagon element. And we're seeing this here. They're saying that the 12 milligrams for the mazdutide is like the highest dosing that in the research I could find, but that the 9 milligrams was that sweet spot for fat loss and weight loss. So let's talk about how it compares, okay? And so again, approximately 44% achieved 20% weight loss by week 60. In retatrutide, 60% achieved 20% or more weight loss by week 48. And in tirzepatide, on a 15 milligram dose, which is the highest dose, approximately 50 to 57% of participants achieved 20% weight loss. But that was typically over a longer 72-week period. So this just shows that the retatrutide still, if you can tolerate it, is really the gold standard. And that the retatrutide really is superior when it comes to this, but we're also talking about 44% having a 20% weight reduction. So this mazdutide is actually performing extremely well. They all work. The research shows that they all work. It's just some might be a little more effective than others, and that's what we're seeing. So just because the impact maybe isn't as great as, say, a retatrutide doesn't mean it doesn't work. All of these work very effectively. The retatrutide, because it has all three of those components, it still seems to be the shining star, but we can't just dismiss something like mazdutide because it didn't perform as well when the performance that it did have is very significant. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And so the doses for this range anywhere from 3 milligrams to 9 milligrams. And so that, again, that 9 milligrams is what produced the greatest weight loss, which makes sense. Studies also reflected that they did a very slow titration schedule of dosing this up like you should in order to avoid some of these side effects. And the amount of people that dropped out due to the side effects was very minimal. So most people tolerated it very well. So let's kind of dive in, because I think this is where this gets a little interesting. Let's dive in who may be a good candidate for that. For this. One of the things that I come across in working with people sometimes is that they just don't handle the retatrutide well. Their HRV tanks, they get the heart rate palpitations, their sleep is being impacted greatly. You've heard me mention this before. My daughter, I started her on a very low dose of retatrutide. This has been probably 5 or 6 months ago, maybe not that long ago, but she did not tolerate it well. Her sleep tanked, her HRV tanked. She was just a hot mess. and she just did not handle it well. So she's not someone that can tolerate that glucagon component because that's what it's attributed to. And so we put her on tirzepatide instead, okay? And she's done beautifully on that. So where this might fit in is if you want some of that glucagon component, let's say you're taking tirzepatide and maybe you're in a stall, you could layer in a little bit, a microdose, okay? Maybe like a 500 mcgs or 1 milligram dose or something along those lines. If the starting dose is around 3 milligrams, you could layer in a microdose of this. You're going to get some additional GLP. So you're going to get some additional appetite suppression, but you're going to get this added glucagon element that you're missing, but at a lower dose than if you were taking retatrutide completely on its own. So I think there's room for that there. Now, let me say this full disclaimer. I have not done this yet. I would normally like to try these things before I do an episode on them, but I'm currently microdosing retatrutide right now. So I don't want to layer in that additional glucagon element. But I do think for someone who's either in a stall and wants to stay on tirzepatide and they want that added fat loss, this is something you could try. The dosing, you're going to have to play around with. This is why we call this the research peptide space. Very carefully. Read all the research yourself. Do all the due diligence yourself. But if we're talking about the starting dose being around 3 milligrams, you microdose it and kind of see how you do. You could also titrate down if you're taking tirzepatide or semaglutide and layer this in because you're getting more of that GLP and then you're going to get a little bit of that glucagon and kind of see how you do. So for people that handled the glucagon part well, so stay on retatrutide, right? Because that's the gold standard. But if you don't, if you don't tolerate it well, this could be something that you would layer in. The other space that I see this really being valuable is because we do live in this crazy, volatile space where we're at risk at any time of our GLPs being taken away. And I get questions about that all the time. And I don't even know if I should be talking about this here, but I'm going to, and we'll see what happens. We are at risk of these things being taken away from the research peptide space. This is not on the radar for big pharma here in the United States, at least not right now. You've got the tirzepatide, the semaglutide, and the retatrutide coming up the pipeline that is the focus, is the moneymaker for all the big pharma companies. And the truth is, no one really cares what we're doing if we're not impacting their bottom line. So I see this as a really beautiful alternative should we ever be in a position where those things are taken away, if that makes sense. So I think there's a lot of upside to mazdutide, and I think there's a lot of ways you could utilize it and kind of play around with it in your own health optimization research to see if it might be a good fit for you, because the research does show that added glucagon component can really help, not with weight loss, right? I want to make that distinction, with fat loss. Because when we look at the retatrutide studies, it was the fat loss component that was so incredible for the results, because yes, you're going to lose weight, but you want to really focus on losing fat and not the lean muscle mass. And that's what we saw in those studies with the retatrutide. And so this glucagon element in the mazdutide makes this a really special GLP. So that kind of wraps up today's episode. Very short and sweet because we already know a lot about the GLP, so I didn't have to go in too much detail about mazdutide. The timing of this is on purpose. We are launching mazdutide on the PepTeak website today. So if you're interested, please do your own research, okay? Take what I say with a grain of salt. This is my research. These are the conclusions I've come to based on what I've read, but this is readily available information. I'm not talking about anything that's not already out there. I'm just bringing to the table the information that I've read and how I have digested it, okay? So know that you can get mazdutide today, and the link is in the show notes to do that for the PepTeak. Also, there's a discount code in the show notes as well that you can use for being a loyal listener, which I'm so grateful for. And let's see what else. If you're a woman, you hear me say this all the time, and you are learning about peptides or you know everything about peptides and have a lot to offer about 2,000 ladies, join the school platform, the Women's Peptide Collective. It is totally free. It's growing by the day. And it's a great resource. I post a lot of protocols on there. I do a peptide spotlight every week where it does a deep dive into the research. And there's a lot of, there's guides. If you want a guide and you don't have a peptide guide, I have one for the new nasal spray line and just our line of peptides in general. Mazdutide is not on there, so we will come up with that soon. But anyway, you can just email me. Again, my email's in the show notes, and I will shoot that over to you. I'm happy to do that. I get a ton of requests for those every week, and I love it because it shows me that you're actually listening. And I think that's it for now. Again, short and sweet on this one. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I can't thank you enough. I know I say that all the time, but I have to pinch myself because I get to do what I do every day, and I feel like I am just beyond blessed that I have all of you to thank for that. So thank you. And until next time, everyone, have a blessed day.